Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes on we are sure. We are sure. Taking it from verse number 69, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Now there's been a lot of people and a lot of different men that has come along and claimed to be God and claimed to be a great prophet. We've seen here in our day David Koresh and different ones that have claimed to be great prophets and have had a lot of people to follow after them. A lot of great people has fallen by the way. A lot of good people, good-hearted people has been deceived by them and has been taken astray. But there's been a lot of men that have claimed to be Christ and claimed to be God. But we know that they cannot be Christ and cannot be God. For we serve the only one true God, the only one true Christ. Amen. But there is one thing, though, that Jesus, that is different about Him than all of these others. One main thing is that He claimed to be the Son of God. He claimed to be the Son of God. And He was the Son of God. But I'll tell you this tonight, that we've been called a lot of things. We've been called fanatics, and we've been called crazy, and we've been called strange for the life that we live. But yet these other people, you know, they go off on these things and stray away and follow after men that preach false doctrines. But I believe tonight that we are traveling the true way. Amen. And I'm glad tonight that I am serving the real Son of God. The Bible says concerning His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. And not only did He claim to be the Son of God, but He claimed to be God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He also claimed to be before Abraham. For Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And not only that, but there were many prophecies that prophesied about Jesus' birth and Jesus' coming that have come to pass. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders, the chief priests, and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. But I want you to know tonight that He is not in the grave as most of these other men are, that He did not stay in the grave, but He rose again that third day. And there's evidence of that resurrection with you and me here tonight. The Bible says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And we know that in Acts chapter number 2 that the Holy Ghost fell and they began to speak in an unknown tongue. And we heard and read of how the Spirit of the Lord fell down upon them on the day of Pentecost. And all of that is the evidence of His resurrection. And I'm glad of the Holy Ghost tonight that I have. I'm glad of that because I know that He has risen from the dead and He's alive forevermore and sitting on the right hand of the Father. Can you say amen tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Now Jesus asked Peter, He said, Whom do you say, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Yeah.
Peter said, Some of them, Lord, say that you're John the Baptist. Others say that you're Elias.
Yeah.
Some say that you're Jeremiah. Some say that you're one of the prophets. And then Jesus asked him and said, Whom say ye that I am? And Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me ask you tonight, who do you say that He is? If I came back tonight and asked you and I said, I want you to tell me who you say that the Lord is. What's one thing that you could say about the Lord of how that you would describe Him? And there have been many men and many women that have tried to describe exactly what the Lord meant to them. And I remember at our church one time a preacher came by And he was preaching, and we had a moving of the Holy Ghost, and he went around, and he was asking different ones. He said, "Now, what does the Lord mean to you? What does He mean to you?" And I remember that he went to Doug, and he said, "What does the Lord mean to you?" And he handed him the microphone, and he began to sing the song that now I have everything that I need to make me happy. He said that I once was traveling down a road that was just seemed like there was nothing there for me, but I found the Lord, and now I have everything. I want you to know tonight that I say that He is everything to me, that He means all in all to me, and I am sure, and I believe with all of my heart, and I am sure that He is the true Son of God. Amen. I believe and I am sure. Amen. The woman at the well said, "Come and see a man which told me all the things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ?" Amen. She didn't believe it just because of all the things that she heard. She didn't just believe because she heard that this could be the Christ. But she believed because she had a personal experience with the Lord, and she knew that He was the Christ. I want you to know tonight that I've had a personal experience with Him, and I know that He is the true Son of God. Amen. I know He's the true Son of God. Amen. The Ethiopian eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Thomas said about Him, he said, "My Lord and my God." He would not believe that this was Jesus until he saw the nail press in His hand. I want you to know tonight that I know that He is the Lord, even though I've not seen Him face to face. I've not felt those nail-scarred hands for myself physically, but I know that He is the true Son of God, because I have evidence of that in my life tonight. Amen. I have the evidence that He is the true Son of God. Amen. There have been times when I felt like that I couldn't go on, that something just helped me, Brother Paul. Something just helped me to go on a little longer. There were times when I was sick and the Lord healed my body. There were times when I didn't know where the money was going to come from, but the Lord always provided. I'll tell you this tonight. The fool says that there is no God, but I'll tell you tonight that I know that He's the true Son of God. Amen. Amen. Even the devil knows He's the true Son of God. The Bible says that the evil spirit said, "I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Amen. The demon spoke and said, "Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you?" They knew who Jesus was. Amen. I'll tell you this. When you get in the bind, and when you feel like that the devil's just encamped all around you and there's nowhere else you can go, just speak the name of Jesus, and all the demons have to flee. I'll tell you something, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in that name. Amen. When you can't say anything else, and you just speak the name of Jesus, there's power in that name. Amen. There's wonder working power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. John the Baptist said, "And I saw on no record that this is the Son of God." Amen. God Himself spoke down out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen. The disciples said about Jesus as He walked and talked with them, said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Amen. There was a time after He'd resurrected that He talked with the disciples, and the Bible said that they didn't even perceive that that was Him. But when He walked away, they said, "Did not our heart burn within us as He talked with us?" Amen. I want to know tonight, how many of you, that when you pray and the Lord talks to you, does your heart still burn within you? Amen. During this revival, has the Lord kindled a fire within your hearts tonight? Raise your hand if He's kindled a fire in your heart tonight during this revival. I want you to know, amen, that we serve the true living God. Amen. We serve One that can give us things that this world cannot give us. The Bible said that there's pleasure in sin only for a season, and we know that. But I'll tell you this, friend, amen, I would rather walk with the Lord, amen, and be a pauper here on this earth than to have $1 million in the bank and live in the best house and drive the nicest car and wear the nicest clothes. I'd be a pauper if I could, and live for the Lord if I had to. Amen. There is nothing in this world that means any more to me than my salvation. There's a lot of folks that sell their soul for some of the smallest things. Some of the smallest things. And oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. It means more to me. It means everything to me. You see, as the song says, I don't know what I would do without the Lord. I don't know how I would walk without the Lord. I don't know how I would preach without the Lord. I don't know how I'd sing without the Lord. I don't know how I would do anything without the Lord. But oh, tonight, if we could just realize how wonderful He is and realize that He is the true Son of God and He has the power to help us. He has the power to heal us. He has the power to forgive sin. Amen. Would you raise your hands with me tonight and give the Lord a good praise here? Amen. He's worthy of that tonight. Amen. He's worthy of praise tonight. Amen. John said in Revelations, he said, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot and girded about with the paps with a golden kirtle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like in the fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in the strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. I want you to know tonight that he is alive forevermore. He's not dead as some of these others, such as Buddha and Muhammad and those that men have followed after and tried to serve. He's not dead, but my God is alive, and my God will always be God. Amen. He is God. Amen. In the back of this church, He's God on the pulpit. He's God all over the pews. And I know that God is God, and God don't ever change. I know He's God and always will be God. Amen. Always will be God. Amen. Oh, I found Him to be a friend. I found Him to be joy in the midnight hour. I found Him to be my friend when all other friends have forsaken me. I found Him to give me peace. I found Him to give me happiness. Amen. He's given me peace of mind. The song says Jesus gives me peace of mind all the time. Amen. There's time. How many of you have ever been sad here tonight? Have you ever been sad? And then you begin to pray and the Lord just gives you that joy in your life. Gives you that joy in your heart. Amen. I want you to know that I found joy in Him. There's times when I feel sad and times when I feel like that there's no way that I can make it. Or there's no way that I'll ever come out of this. But I found Him to be true. I found Him to be a faithful one to me. Even though I might not be faithful all the time and I've not been faithful all the time to Him, but He's never failed me. He's never let me down. The Bible says that He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He'll never turn His back on us. But too many times we underestimate God. Too many times we think that we go through things and we have situations that we can't get out of it, and there's no way that we'll ever come out of it, and we fail to realize that we serve the one true risen Savior who has conquered death, hell, and the grave, and He's able to deliver us out of the fiery furnace. He's able to deliver us from death. He's able to deliver us from sickness. He's able to deliver us from being taken captive by the devil. Amen. Amen. Oh, I found Him to be true. And I feel just like Peter. Amen. To whom shall I go? Where will I go, Lord? Where will I go? Amen. He said, will you also go away? You see, the reason why they went away is they felt like that His preaching was a little too hard.
There have been a lot of people that strayed from this good way of holiness because they thought it was too hard. But I want you to know tonight, Brother Collins, where am I going to go? Amen. Where am I going to go but to the Lord? Amen. This good way that we travel in, where am I going to go? Where else am I going to go? I'm not going to take the easy road out. Amen. I'm not going to take that easy road out of compromise. But I will stand for what the Word of God says, no matter if they like it or if they don't. But we've got to stand on it tonight. Amen. We've got to take hold on it. It's not bondage, friend, but it's liberty. A lot of folks say it's bondage, but that's hogwash. I want you to know tonight that this way of holiness is liberty, free of sin, and I'm glad to be walking in it tonight. Amen. I'm glad to be walking in it tonight. Amen. Oh, listen, friend. Listen. Amen. Too many folks sell their souls for things. Oh, but there's nothing. There's nothing like serving the Lord. There's nothing like serving the Lord. There's nothing like having the Lord by your side when things go wrong. Amen. There's nothing like being ready to go. Amen. You know those folks that serve the Lord during bad times, and they don't pray and they don't come to church during good times. But I'll tell you this, it's a scary thing to use the Lord as a spare tire. Oh, it's a scary thing. And you know, I want to serve the Lord when things are going good. I want to serve the Lord when the bills are paid. I want to serve the Lord when my car is filled up with gas. But a lot of people say, well, things are going bad. I think it's time for us to go to church again. I think it's time. But oh, it's a sad thing though when they do that. And they do that. And they do that. And the time comes when they just can't do that anymore. Just can't do that anymore. But oh, I'll tell you something. I'm happy tonight. How many's happy tonight? Are you happy tonight? How many of you have had a bad day? Have you had a bad day today? Something go wrong today? Have you had a bad day? If you've had a bad day, won't you raise your hands and say, Lord, I want you to help me to keep a mind on you tonight. Raise your hands and ask the Lord. Say, Lord, during this service tonight, help me to keep my mind on you. Help me to worship you tonight. Help me to put all the things that's happened today behind me and get my mind on you, Lord, so that I can get a blessing from you. Amen. I don't know what you came to do tonight, but I came to worship the Lord. I came to serve the Lord tonight. I came to praise Him. I came to lift Him up tonight. And I'll tell you why. Because I am sure. I believe and I am sure that He is the true Son of God. And I came tonight to worship Him. Amen. Others might fail Him. And others might walk out these doors and turn their back on Him. But I want you to know tonight that I have nowhere else to go. I can't go anywhere else. Amen. This is all I know. And this is the only place I want to be, is walking with the Lord. Amen. Where else am I going to go when things go wrong and the times go bad? But I want you to know tonight that I serve one that even if everything around me crumbles to the ground, that He'll raise me up. He'll lift me up above it. He'll help me walk through the dark valleys. He'll help me walk through the dark troubles and trials that I go through. I'm glad of that tonight. Amen. I'm glad of that tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody stand with me. We've got some extra time tonight, and I think that we ought to spend it around the altars asking the Lord to have His way, that if sinners come tonight, that the Lord would convict them and save them. If you need the Holy Ghost, that the Lord will free you of the Holy Ghost. Everyone come around these altars, and let's have a season of prayer tonight. Everyone that will, come.
Going to be on the end in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you, meet you over there in that home beyond the sky. Just seeing you with you, never heard my mortal voice, will be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be leading mine at the meeting in the end. Many things that will be missing in that meeting. Furthermore, adventure will have no place at all. There will never be a sermon preached to sinners, for the sinner had refused to heed the call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones. There will be no lonely nights of pleading prayer.
all our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. Lord, Hosanna to Thee, amen. Do you believe it tonight? Yes, we believe by and by. We're going to meet you, meet you, Lord, down at home beyond the sky. Start singing, you will hear, never heard by millions. We'll be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be leading on at that meeting in the air. Say the doubters will be missing altogether, and the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the ancients will be busy far away. Though the saints will have his seal upon their forehead, dressed in raiment and the ransom once been read. All who have the wedding garments will be present at that meeting in the air. Well, there's going to be a meeting in the air, in the meeting by and by. I'm going to meet you, meet you all there in the home beyond the sky. So singing you will hear, never heard by mortals, will be glorious, I do declare. God's own Son will be leading on at the moon in the air. Where there's no one to be, I'm in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you, you shall return at home beyond the sky. The thing you will hear, never heard by mortal, will be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be leading on at the meeting in the earth. We'll worship Him a little bit here tonight. Let's worship our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you have got the victory tonight? How many of you have enjoyed the power of God in your life? Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. When He saw me and He bought me with His redeeming blood, He loved me and I knew Him. And all my love is given. He plunged me to the tree, the cleansing flood. Well, I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin, won the victory. See you tonight. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, He sought me and He bought me. And all my love is given. He plunged me to the grave, the cleansing flood. Well, I heard about His healing, all His healing power. Those tracks of gold, He all
Church tonight. Amen. That little boy hadn't learned how to swim yet, and I'd see these pictures in the catalog of water wings. Oh, how I'd love to have had a pair of water wings. Amen. And never did get a pair of water wings. Never did. Amen. Yeah, probably better off, because it's better. The dreams of childhood many times are better than the fulfillment. The imaginations of childhood are many times better than the fulfillment. Well, amen. Good to have everybody from everywhere. Amen. I'm telling you, you got all.